exploring the people and places of the Dakota War of 1862. Today's feature is from A Clash of Cultures, Understanding the Dakota War of 1862, and brings into view the fur trade and the French.
In 1862, Minnesota was just 4 years into statehood, but the story begins much earlier, with the French fur trade that stretches back into the 1600s. The French came early into this vast territory threaded with waterways, not in search of land, but furs. They came to trade with the great nations, the Anishinaabe and the Dakotas, who lived here. Dr. Mary Wingard is a professor of history at St. Cloud State University and the author of North Country, The Making of Minnesota.
Well, there weren't any settlers, and there weren't any hostile Indians. And in fact, this is Dakota territory, and the Dakota were eagerly courting traders to come and open a trading post. They were very frustrated because they hadn't been able to get a permanent post in their country. The key to understanding the French and Indian relationship is that the French needed the Indians more than the Indians needed the French. And so that necessarily meant that the French were going to be very respectful of Indian customs and do their best to conform to their culture. And they discovered very early on that one of the best ways of forming alliances was through intermarriage. But what they discovered after people started, you know, happily intermarrying is that the Indians didn't become more like the French became more like the Indians.
Ben Leonard is the director of the Treaty Center at Traverse des Sioux in St. Peter, Minnesota.
The early fur trade, it was Euro-American men acculturating into the Dakota system, or acculturating into other American Indian nations' worldview, where gifts of factory goods were made in the fall, and then gifts of furs were reciprocated in the spring.
Sheldon Wolfchild is a historian and member of the Mittewakanton Band of Dakota.
So through that process, sure, we'll share land with you. You know, we'll do that. That's our value system. That's our way of belief. And then eventually, then through that process, our system, value system of sharing and giving, then was abused.
Exploring the people and places of the Dakota War of 1862 and A Clash of Cultures are productions of AMPERS, Diverse Radio for Minnesota Communities, made possible with a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. The producer was Milt Lee and the writer, Jamie Lee.